Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, I'm back with Benty on Drive at 4 p.m. on Monday. Now, we start this potty thing with the magic of the FA Cup. Let's talk sport. Bring you all the coverage of quarterfinals.
The FA Cup is casting its magical spell. And Neto scores a classic breakaway goal. And the old gold is glittering.
Ellis Sims makes it three for him and three for Coventry City.
Haaland! And it's in! For number five, he's rewriting FA Cup history in front of our eyes.
Lacing it off to Gordon! And there's the goal for Newcastle.
Palmer with an effort, edge of the box, and sends a screamer in towards the near post. And Chelsea are in front again.
Navadidi again, working his magic down the left-hand side for Leicester City.
And from nowhere, Manchester United have constructed a second-half comeback. Two goals from Alejandro Garnacho.
And Darwin Nunez continues this very hot streak of scoring form on his 50th Liverpool start. This is why we'll always love the FA Cup.
At 12:15, TalkSport brings you Wolves against Coventry. Let's hear from the gaffers, Gary O'Neill and Mark Robbins.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to compete for trophies. You know, even in my playing career, the only sort of trophies I managed to get were championship and playoffs. So top level trophies have not been something that I've been around. So that's why I work as hard as I do every day to try and get us to a chance where we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity at this moment, obviously a lot of hurdles in the way, but let's work really hard to get past Coventry and then obviously our chances from then improve.
I think it's incredible to everybody, supporters, players, you know, management, coaches. You know, I think throughout the world, it's a world-famous competition, and I think to win it is a massive achievement and a massive honour for anybody, and I think that that still remains the case. But for us as a championship side aspiring to, you know, perform at the top of the championship to try and get promoted, I think that, you know, going into a game like this is really exciting for one. A little bit daunting on the flip side of things, because they are a really good team.
Then from 5:30, TalkSport brings you Man City against Newcastle. I wonder what Pep Guardiola and Eddie Howe think ahead of the game.
This season, the previous one, since Eddie Howe was there and the people from Saudi Arabia took take over, so always have been a really tight game, and so don't expect differently tomorrow, but they have an incredible chance again at home. And our people, from now on, we need until the end of the season every home game the support for our fans like we had against United. I don't remember for a long time environment that was against United. We need that, and tomorrow is not an exception to reach Wembley semi-final again.
When you look at our league position, we're still very much in the hunt for of course, finishing as high as I can, and then we're looking at trying to squeeze into Europe, and that will be our aim to the end of the season, regardless of what happens tomorrow.
TalkSport Daily.
Yesterday was also the small matter of the Champions League draw.
First team of the quarterfinals.
Arsenal, FC Bayern Munich.
Bayern Munich are not going to be happy about this draw, are they?
No, I don't think they will. I think they'll be concerned because they'll have seen what Arsenal have done in the Premier League this season.
Arsenal are really competitive. We've got our Arsenal back again now, and you're there. They're at boiling point, the team.
And he runs up right footed. Save! They've done it! Arsenal are in and
Champions League quarter-final.
They're fighting for the Premier League title. They're fighting for the Champions League. I think it's a good time to be an Arsenal fan.
If they're going to get past Arsenal, it's going to be that firepower. It's going to be that individual quality.
We know what Bayern Munich can do on their day. They did it to us a few times in the past.
Real Madrid against Manchester City.
And Haaland has wrapped it into the net.
And there was one hell of a shellacking the last time they met.
Real Madrid have so much experience and they don't panic. They've got that firepower that can get them out of tough situations.
To his left-hand side, his finishers. Right foot in effort, blasted into the net.
So I think City are favourites. The other side of the draw is fascinating.
Atletico Madrid against Borussia Dortmund. PSG against Barcelona as well.
And you can hear all the Champions League knockout games live on TalkSport.
But what does City and Arsenal fans think of these massive clashes?
I'm sort of confident I think we can get through Bayern Munich, but I feel on the same way as the Man City fan. I don't really want to have to face them, but I do think they're going to have a tougher time against Real Madrid because there's a certain young English man playing for Real Madrid now who has, you know, transformed Real Madrid this season. And I do feel it's going to be a battle of the Titans, that clash. So I'm sort of glad we missed them, but I am glad in a way we're on the harder side of the draw because I think the final is a bigger day. You get more nerves. And having two games to beat someone is better, I think, than having a final, you know, where you had to maybe face Real Madrid or Man City. So I do think, you know, having a chance against City or Real Madrid would be great, but we know what Bayern Munich can do on their day. They did it to us a few times in the past.
I mean, I definitely don't think that we're going to be knocked out by Real Madrid. I think what we did to them last season, I think it'll be more of a concern for them than it will be for us. We'll be that tie. If I'm 100% honest, I don't want to meet Arsenal in the semi-final, but that's because of City's history with playing English teams in the Champions League. Has not gone well for us in recent years. And we beat Bayern last year on the way to the final as well. So I think if we were to... There's a lot of symmetry there. I wouldn't be particularly worried about it. But it does... You'd want an encounter it'd be in a semi-final with Arsenal with so much on the line. Potentially also with the league also being, you know, with Liverpool in there as well.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, what a week it was at Cheltenham. TalkSport brought you all the coverage. And yesterday, of course, was Gold Cup Day.
Galopin-Deschamps has the advantage. Corinne Rambler is running on, but I don't think anything's going to get to Galopin-Deschamps. Still rumbling on is Gary Collomb with a loose horse weaving about in front of Galopin-Deschamps. Half a furlong to go. Well, he had a century of winners this season here at Cheltenham. Willie Mullins, a century of festival winners, and in this centenary Gold Cup, has secured victory. A remarkable achievement. Back-to-back successes, dominating this festival, dominating this Gold Cup.
One question remained going into the last day of the festival. Will Alan Brazil actually make all 4 days?
Well, has he made it? No, is the answer. Not thus far, at least. I'm really sorry about this TalkSport massive, but it's Chris Evans here from Virgin Radio. So I was sitting down the corridor because we all broadcast from the same place, the 17th floor of the Mighty News Tower. Happy Friday, by the way. And I'm there twiddling my thumbs like I do, waiting to host my show from 6:30 through till 10. Especially on a Friday, I'll have a little moment, a little sort of vigil to the 90s, to TFI Friday, wishing and hoping that it's going to come back one day. And they just, Will and the team here, the production team said, I don't think Brazil's going to turn up today. We've heard he's not turned up. The latest, the SP, is that he's a proper no-show today. He's missing in action. So if you have seen Alan Brazil, you know, in the last 24 hours, where have you seen him? Where was your sighting? Excuse me. What time was it, your sighting as well? And if you don't know what you're looking for, Alan Brazil, he's robust by nature.
Following this mystery, Alan was spotted by Charlie Baker. You've guessed it, at the festival.
We've tracked him down. Alan Brazil, you've never looked better, Alan.
Really? What's your name, Roy Orbison? No, listen, I was just cream crackered, really, really tired. You might say I've overdone it, but we did come down Sunday.
Yeah.
I just do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There was some fancy odds with the bookies that I would miss Friday, so when you do your money in the first couple of days, you got to get it back. So I backed myself not to do the show today.
I'm no grass, Alan. I'm not here to I'm not here to, you know, get you grassed up and get you into any trouble at all. You know, management have made me come down. You know,
I heard them today slagging me off on the radio. Don't worry about that. And I thought Shaban done a great job as well. But no, it's great. It's just a long week now.
Yeah.
And I've got my 65th birthday coming up in June. We've got a big TalkSport gathering in Suffolk, my local pub, for my birthday.
Oh, very nice.
It's sold out, 140 people, champagne breakfast during the show. So that could be a bit of fun. But I can't.
How are the knees? I know it was the knees that were playing.
My left knee's really bad.
Okay.
Really bad. I'm not sure about the liver, but the left knee is really bad. But it's a tiring week.
Yeah.
But because you meet so many nice people, your voice goes a bit. And also, and I'm not making an excuse, last week my chest was going a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I felt a bit tired, so I knew of something coming.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Harry Redknapp was one of the stories of the festival, with his first win as a horse owner. And he joined the breakfast show to explain his week.
Football has been my life, so, you know, but that was great yesterday, I'll be honest. I was like, my old ticker coming up that hill was, you know, it was just a great feeling. I love racing, you know, and I've been in so long now and got plenty of horses. But to actually have a winner at Cheltenham is a dream come
and
true.
And does Sandra know how many you got there?
No, she didn't, she didn't even know. She, what happened to the horse? I went, no good, Sonia. Oh, same old. What was wrong today? Too heavy, too hard. Wanted to go left-handed, wanted to lead. She said, what excuse? I went, it won.
Oh, excellent. And how many horses do you actually have? Because I heard you can beat about the bush with that.
I think 26.
Wow.
TalkSport Daily.
Early in the week, Gareth Southgate announced that Ben White declined his England call-up for the upcoming friendlies. Harry Redknapp had strong words for his actions.
The door should be slammed right in his mush. Honestly, I don't... no time at all. Don't want to play for his country. Goes to the World Cup, comes home because he's not in in the team or whatever. I'm sorry, you've had your opportunity. You don't want to play for England. Go and tell the Bobby Moores of this world who got 100-odd caps, the Shiltons, the Beckhams, the Rooneys, them people. Go and tell the Billy Bonds of this world didn't get a cap and should have done, and all them great players, they don't want to play for their country. I think it's disgusting.
I'm with you, Harry.
I can't have him. If he don't want to play, it's fine. Okay, you don't want to play, don't play anymore. Thank you very much.
TalkSport Daily.
And ahead of a huge game tomorrow, Erik ten Hag spoke to the media, stating Marcus Rashford isn't going anywhere.
We didn't re-sign him last season for 4 years with the intention to sell him. No, he should be part of this project. And so that's not a subject we talk about.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, we can hear how Jamie O'Hara has annoyed his neighbours.
My youngest son's birthday, and I got him a drum set.
God's sake!
And I got him this drum set, and I've set it up in the lounge. Obviously, it was in the summer, and so he would go down in the morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Jay, that's unacceptable.
The window would be open, and he would be playing. He'd be playing the drums at half six in the morning.
Jay, you'd have me knocking on your door. You have the council around there. The police.
And I mean, like, it was just just noise. You know, there was no...
There's no beat on
nothing. No, there's no beat or nothing. It's 6:30. He's like 8 years of age. Oh, and all I remember was just getting a letter through the post from the neighbour saying, listen, Jane, we really love you in the village. You know, think you're a lovely bloke and everything, but...
You sure they wrote that?
Can you shut that drum set up at 6:30 in the morning?
Now, that's unacceptable, mate.
Well, that's it for another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Monday, of course I am, at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Till then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.